Hi there, I'm Vince Ferguson, and welcome to 6 Weeks to Fitness. This is our very first episode, and I'm so excited to have the opportunity to bring it to you. Thank you so much for tuning in. I created this show to inform, motivate, encourage, and inspire you towards living a healthier lifestyle. Remember the words of that late great fitness guru, Jack LaLanne, who said, "Exercise is the king, nutrition is the queen. Put them together, and you have a kingdom." I want to start this program by telling you a little about myself. I'm the seventh of nine children, born and raised in Brooklyn, New York. I'm a U.S. Navy veteran, author of 6 Weeks to a Flatter Stomach and 6 Weeks to Fitness for Kids. I'm a personal trainer, speaker, and president of BodyScope of New York, a health and fitness organization. I am also the creator of the 6 Weeks to Fitness Challenge and the Children's Sports and Fitness Expo. So I'm a very busy guy, but all this would not be possible if I didn't have my health. And for those of you who are seeking answers to questions on how to lose weight, keep it off, or how to flatten your stomach, this program is for you. I can personally guarantee that the information you will receive in this show and the shows to follow will help you improve the quality of your life in 6 weeks or less. How do I know this? Well, because I've been conducting 6 Weeks to Fitness programs for corporations, schools, and churches for about 7 years, and I've helped hundreds of adults and children lose weight and improve their lives. But I didn't do it alone. Joining me today in studio is my good friend and co-host, Orvel Douglas. Orvel is a certified nutrition and diet specialist. I've known Orvel for about, I'll say, close to 15 years. And for the past few years, we've been conducting 6 Weeks of Fitness programs together all throughout New York City, helping people to transform their lives in as little as 6 weeks. Now, you can find out more about our 6 Weeks of Fitness programs by going to my website at www.6weeks.com. That's SIXWEEKS.com. Orvel, hey, how you doing, man?
Hello, Vince. How are you?
I'm doing good, man. Listen, I was just talking to the audience about you, and you know, I believe in you, man. We worked so well together. I've seen you help transform so many lives through your nutrition advice. I had to have you on here as my co-host so that we can help transform lives together. Can you tell the audience about yourself and what made you decide to become a nutritionist?
Well, my name is Orvel Douglas, and I'm a nutrition and diet specialist. Well, this journey started, about 10, 11 years ago. Apparently, I moved to the United States from Birmingham, England, and I gained over 50 pounds. I was like 200 pounds, and I didn't really like the way I looked, so I decided I had to do something about it. So what I decided to do, I decided to read a lot of books on nutrition, and also I knew I had to exercise, because I always exercise, but I still had this weight on me, so I knew there was something wrong. So obviously, you know, the diet was the most important part. So I decided to really get in touch with what I really needed to do. So apparently when I did that, I decided to commit 100%. I was working out 6 days a week, and I changed my whole diet. I made a full change. I got rid of everything that was bad for you, processed food, alcohol. I just drank water.
Wow.
I just cut out basically everything. And within 8 weeks, believe it or not, I lost 50 pounds.
In 8 weeks, you lost 50 pounds?
In 8 weeks, yes.
That's amazing.
Yes. And ever since then, I've kept it off.
Well, you definitely had to share information with the audience about that. That's amazing.
Absolutely, Vincent.
Wow. Oh, man. You know, obesity rates across the country have continued to rise. And nowhere is this more evident than here in the United States, where two-thirds of the adult population and one-third of our children are either overweight or obese. Not only has obesity rates increased, but so has chronic diseases. So there must be a connection, wouldn't you say, Orvel?
Oh, there's definitely a connection. I know a lot of us don't really put food to health, but it really is the key. because all this food that is not real is all processed, and it's just causing a lot of problems. Usually when you see people that eat very well, they have less illnesses and they're usually physically fit and healthy. So obviously it has to do with what we're eating.
Oh, most definitely. And just in case you think this might be an American problem, 30% of the world's population is either overweight or obese. And that's about 2.1 billion, with a B, people. But the country that's leading the way is America. The richest and most powerful country in the world is also the fattest and the unhealthiest. But can this trend be reversed? I say yes, it can. And here at 6 Weeks of Fitness, we will show you how, we'll give you all the necessary information you need, we'll help you every step of the way. Now, each week, we're going to give you action steps, okay? Steps that you can take towards improving your health. Advice that will help you see and feel a difference in 6 weeks or less. But this show can only be successful if we hear from you, our audience. We would like to know what's on your mind. How can we help you lose weight, flatten your stomach, boost your energy level, reduce the effects of diabetes, heart disease, arthritis, or whatever chronic illness you may have? Now, we're not medical doctors, and we will never tell you not to listen to your doctor. But I will tell you what that great Greek physician Hippocrates said over 2,000 years ago, and that is, let food be your medicine and medicine your food. You see, the body was meant to heal itself, but in order for this to happen, you must eat nutritious whole foods, and we will cover this and much more when we return. Hey, welcome back, everyone. Oh, Ovell. Now, I call Ovell O because I know him so well. While we were off the air, you stated that you wanted to give an overview of some of the topics that will be discussed in the coming weeks. Can you do that for me?
Yes, Vince. Okay, so first of all, we're going to talk about 12 nutrition rules to abide by for success. This will give you the guideline to set up a really great program just to help you to understand how foods affect you. Also, we'll be talking about understanding alkaline and acid forming foods. You probably wondering to yourself, what is acid and alkaline forming foods? Well, you have to tune in to find out exactly.
And that's going to be next week, I believe, right?
Yes, absolutely, next week. Also, we're going to talk about exercise, high intensity interval training. There's so many different types of exercise programs, but this one will give you results in a short period of time.
That's what we want.
Yes, absolutely, because a lot of us exercise all the time and we're exercising for like weeks and months and no change, so obviously we're doing something wrong, so we got to give you the information to correct that. Also, this is something I really need to emphasize, is talking about the effects of high fructose corn syrup, and that should be a topic you should definitely sit in, because it's in basically all foods that you buy. So we have to find a way of how you can actually find foods where you can actually, which doesn't contain high fructose corn syrup. 5 reasons you are not losing weight. That's another one. Also, why skinny doesn't mean you are fit. A lot of people think it does, but it really doesn't. Also, finally, we'll be talking about strategies for living a healthy lifestyle. Good fats and bad fats. The truth about fats in avocado, red meat and cancer, plus a whole host of other things leading to disease.
Now, that sounds like a really awesome list of topics there, O.
Yes. I have so much information to give to people, you know, so I just want you to take it in and actually just try, because I'm sure a lot of you are listening in because you've tried everything and it's not working. So here you go. Here's something else you can try.
Oh, most definitely. You know, we recently completed a 6 Weeks of Fitness challenge with, I would say it was about 152 adults. And what we did, which was great about it, we were able to offer prizes to the five people who lost the most body fat and weight. Okay, it was really an awesome program. And all we did was we exposed them to a variety of exercise activities, Zumba, cardio boot camp, and there was another one, which is body conditioning. And we had Orvel teaching them nutrition. And how many days a week was that, Orvel?
I think it was 3 days a week. Was it 3 days
a week? It was 3 days a week. Nutrition guidance that Orvel was able to give them. And what was amazing to me is that the top five winners lost over 100 pounds and 25% body fat. And that was in a 6 week period. So that goes to show you, if you have the right nutrition advice and you exercise properly and you're consistent, there's no limit to what you can do. Now, although we only had five winners, 80% of the group stuck with the program, and they've all had some type of weight loss or body fat loss. This is amazing. So if you want more information about this, again, you can go to our website at www.6weeks.com. Now, if you don't have a chance to take notes after Orvel is speaking, while Orvel is speaking, don't hesitate to go to our website, because the information that he talks about will be on our blog at 6weeks.com. Okay, so just in case you just want to listen in first and not write down notes, we got you covered. We'll take care of you there. Okay, but now also, as I said earlier, we want to give you action steps. One step per week that you should be doing towards your fitness goals. And Orvel, what action step do you recommend everyone take this week, for the first week, to improve their health?
I would actually say, you know, just try to remove some of the processed foods that you eat in your diet. If you can say, okay, well, actually try to remove all the processed foods. Instead of having something from a can or box, make it from scratch. And you'll see, because a lot of times the foods that we do eat, what comes out of boxes and cans, they have so much additives and preservatives. This could be the thing that is actually keeping the weight on you and making you unhealthy. So I would definitely say that.
Great. So it will eliminate as much processed food as possible for the first week.
Yes, absolutely.
So you're trying to get people to cook more?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. So that is your first action step, is to eliminate processed foods. Now, this is for people who are serious now, okay? If you take our advice and implement now these action steps each week, your health will improve exponentially, and you will have yourselves to thank. Okay? Remember that. You'll have yourself to thank, because you're the one making this decision. That's why you're listening to this broadcast, because you want to make a difference in your own life. The life you save may truly be your own. Now, if you really believe it, then you will achieve it. And I'm a strong, firm believer in that. If you really believe it, then you will achieve it. Now, I mentioned earlier in the program that I am the president of BodyScope of New York, a not-for-profit health and fitness organization. Our mission is to educate parents and children about obesity while offering healthier lifestyle alternatives in fitness and nutrition. To find out more information about the work that we're doing, Orvel is also part of this program, you can go to my website at www.bodysculpt.org. That's BodySculpt. Now, each week you should be taking these action steps towards improving your health, and we want to know what steps you are taking. So we want you to email us. Let me know what action step you're taking this week towards improving your health. You can email me at vince@6weeks.com. Orvel, tell the audience how they can reach you.
Oh, you can reach me at, my email is orveldouglas@yahoo.com. That's orveldouglas@yahoo.com.
Great. Now, don't forget to tell your friends and family about 6 weeks of fitness and let us know how we can improve this program. We want to make it better each week for you. Ask us questions and we will respond to your emails and read some of the questions over the air. Well, that's it for our first episode of 6 weeks of fitness. I hope you enjoyed listening to our program as much as we enjoyed bringing it to you. See you next week.
See you next week, everyone.
All right. Bye-bye now.
Bye.